With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Iran is urging people to evacuate three major ports in the United Arab Emirates as the war enters a third week.
Iran has warned people to evacuate three major ports in the United Arab Emirates, including the busiest in the Middle East, as its war with the U.S. and Israel enters its third week. It was the first time Tehran publicly threatened to target non-U.S. infrastructure in a neighboring state. It said the U.S. had attacked Karg Island, crucial to Iran's oil sector, from the UAE. President Donald Trump has said that the U.S. destroyed military sites on Karg Island and warned that its oil infrastructure could be next. Trump said he hopes other countries send warships to keep the Strait of Hormuz open and safe. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Taxpayers are beginning to experience the benefit of President Trump's tax cuts.
The White House is reporting that millions of Americans are benefiting from President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill tax cuts, with average refunds surpassing $3,700 this season. Over 27.5 million taxpayers have claimed at least one benefit from last summer's working-class tax cut package, including exemptions on overtime pay, tips, and car loan interest. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Jet fuel prices are increasing, and that could mean higher airfare.
Airline ticket prices are starting to climb as carriers respond to rising jet fuel costs tied to the war in Iran. Some international carriers already have raised their fares or added fuel surcharges. Experts say it's not a question of if airfares increase, but when and by how much, and that can be hard to predict. Industry analysts say the impact of higher jet fuel costs can vary based on the route, airline, and travel demand. I'm Mike Hempen.
Formula One and its governing body, the FIA, say the Grand Prix races in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia will not be held in April. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington says evangelicals still support President Trump.
The latest poll from the Public Religion Research Institute reveals that evangelical Protestants are the religious group most likely to back Mr. Trump, 70%. The survey also finds that 53% of Catholics and 45% of mainline Protestants support the president 1 year into his second term. Amongst other faith communities, including those people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion, Mr. Trump enjoys much lower approval. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern is urging the Trump administration to address persecution of believers in sub-Saharan Africa. ICC has cheered the president for trying to curb persecution in Nigeria, but the organization wants to make sure the other bad actors, including Ethiopia, don't slip off the radar. Ethiopia has been a home to Christians for nearly the entire history of the church. This is SRN News. A new poll finds that economic confidence is up.
The Rasmussen Reports Economic Index finds that confidence has increased to 110 this month. That's more than 2 points higher than February. Enthusiasm about the economy surged during President Trump's first term before tumbling after COVID threw Americans out of work and closed many businesses.
Talks between the U.S. and Cuba are ongoing.
After several days of speculation, President Díaz-Canel announced that talks between Cuba and the United States have taken place. He added that any negotiations must respect equality, each country's political system, and Cuba's sovereignty and self-determination. Díaz-Canel also said that no oil has entered Cuba in 3 months, calling the impact of U.S. energy blockade tremendous.
Correspondent Christina Mesquita. More at srnnews.com.